From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
A compassionate professional with 3 decades of experience in broadcasting, my guest today on The Journey has witnessed the growth and development of an ever-changing industry. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and I'm joined by Jeff Lee, General Manager of WHUT. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, you grew up here in Washington, D.C.
Yes, in the area, actually in Alexandria, Virginia, right across the river.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your childhood.
My first education was at Catholic school. I went to St. Joseph's Catholic School for 2.5 years when we lived up on the north side of town. Then we moved down on the south side of town. I went to Robert E. Lee Elementary School. And so I went through there, and then I went to, it was right at the time when desegregation was starting to really happen in the Alexandria school system. They came up with something they called the K-6222 program. And so I went through elementary school up to the sixth grade. Then I went to Minnie Howard, which was 2 years, seventh and eighth grade. Then I went to Francis C. Hammond, which was eighth and ninth grade. And then finally to T.C. Williams for 11th and 12th grade.
Okay. Did you play any sports at T.C. Williams?
Yes, I was on the football team at T.C. Williams.
Okay.
So we remember the Titans well.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about what drew you to broadcasting in general. What your earliest memory of what got you engaged?
Well, my earliest memory of it, or what got me engaged, was radio. I really had a interest in radio. I had a voice that I inherited from my father, and people used to say to me all the time about doing radio, and I not really thought about it. I really hadn't thought about it, what I would do, but radio was the entry into broadcasting. And once I got into school and was doing some radio, I figured out that I wanted to do television, and I switched over to television. But broadcasting had interest in that the power of broadcasting. It was really interesting to me later on about how you could sit in a room and many people could hear you and see you from around the region, around the world, really.
And now when you look at the influence of digital platforms and where broadcasting is going, what is your perspective in terms of what engages youth today in doing that? Because just about everyone can be a broadcaster with their smartphone.
Right. Well, that's really interesting because the medium has changed so much recently. I think if you look at the Communications Act of 1934, it went to 1996, I believe, before it was ever changed. And then since 96 till the day, it's changed several times, and it's under an adjustment right now. They're looking at doing, because the technology has changed so rapidly and changed the industry in that way and who could get into the game. And with communications itself being so important to the human condition, and being able to participate in it is really important. And that's what drives me in the industry, is the ability to communicate, because in all facets of life, we need to communicate.
Now, I've been looking at the recent controversy around the cable box. Tell me what is your, for our viewers, probably you can explain in layman's term the issue at hand and what's your perspective of it.
Well, the cable box, let me go back a little bit, because I take a little bit of a different tilt toward that cable box, having come from the programming side of the cable industry with my history of Black entertainment television as a programmer providing content into that box. That box started off as just a way for the cable operator to pass that programming through it. It grew through the growth of technology to a way to drive multiple content through there, not just programming, but Wi-Fi, doing all kinds of things, from even your gas bill, your electric bill, everything in there. So it's a centralized box that's being put into our homes that can do multiple things. And it is also changing how platforms are distributed. there are just so many things come online with Netflix and all the other things that are out there that the box itself is more than it used to be, but not half of what it's going to be in the future.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so with that in mind, I guess the controversy that exists now in terms of providing that for free and not necessarily charging, given your prior relationship with BET and now your role as general manager of a TV station, where do you see the controversy coming out?
Well, I see the controversy not so much with the box, but the access to content and how we manage and put the gates in the place to control the content distribution. I think with broadcast television, for one, it goes terrestrial over the air. And especially as Black people, we still tend to use more terrestrial television than anybody else who uses terrestrial television. And so if we continue to put gates in front of means and ways of communicating, it will further push minorities away from communication. One critical thing is ownership of communication devices. Twitter and Facebook, all those things are great, but still the primary way most people get information is through television today. And I have seen through my experience at BET and here at WHUT an awesome power and responsibility that comes with heading up a media organization, and that you have that responsibility to the community and to the community that you serve to provide a service that is helpful to them. Not only just a, you know, when I was in the commercial television business, it was about, you know, sort of at BET, our motto was make money and have fun. You know, your mission changes a little bit when you get into public television, but it's still a mission-driven operation. So where I am with this is the mission that we serve and the responsibility as broadcasters that we have to the community.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Mr. Jeff Lee, General Manager of WHUT. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So along those lines of looking at now the different platforms and where broadcasting is taking, is, I would say, going, and where the mission is, what do you see as our responsibility on the production of content end of that spectrum?
Well, I like, when I first came here to the university, I looked at it as a content provider. This position to me as head of this TV station was not so much operations of a TV station. It was management of content and distribution of content. So it is very important that we control how we produce content, how we manage content, which means how we move it, and how we get it to different people, or not only in our immediate community, but around the world, because technology allows us to move it around the world. Content is still king. Even with all the different platforms that you hear coming up, the main issue is, where is the content coming from? So to get in the game of creating content, which in the long run is all about just having a message out there, being a part of the conversation, it is critical to an organization that has distribution platforms to also be in the business of content creation.
Now, how difficult is it to bridge that gap between academia and the production of that content, as you described it, for the purposes of that distribution? How difficult have you found that to be? Because I would imagine in an academic environment, the technical aspects of the focus may be distracting from the production of content.
Well, the only difference or the issue that I found is that academia does not use the same terminology. Language is important. See, every classroom that takes place here at Howard University has just created content. So if you think of yourself not as just a class that just took place, but a content creator, now you think about, what's the next step? How do I manage that content? Where does it sit? Where does it lie? How can other constituencies get to that content? So it's a natural for a university, because what a university does is create content from all the speakers it has coming to the university, to all the classrooms that are taught at the university. So it's not a unnatural connection. What it is a moving people out of their comfort zone to doing what they do, to seeing how it all converges now to do something on a bigger scale. So it is really a good place for a university and a TV station. The production part of it is about scheduling. It's the same thing in television, scheduling. How do we schedule the assets? How do we schedule the people? How do we schedule the different things that we do? And the, on the education side is to continue to do what they do, because what they do naturally is create content.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are the co-founder of the Brandon Carrington Lee Foundation.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the foundation.
Well, the foundation was established about 8 years ago. My youngest son, Brandon, passed away from a disease called osteosarcoma. It's a bone cancer that he had. And my wife and I and my other son, we lived with cancer for 2 years with Brandon, and he passed away. And after that, a couple of years after that, we started a foundation where we have our primary focus is palliative care, pediatric palliative care, because as we went through our challenge with Brandon, we saw a lot of people who were in situations which made it difficult to go through cancer. We were blessed to be able to be with Brandon every step of the way through there. But for a single parent who has kids at home, how does she be there with her child who has cancer and be there with her children at home? So we wanted to create these environments at hospitals that would do not only the medical, the hospital with the medical part, but the social issues that come along with for family, the emotional and the spiritual issues that come along with families who have cancer. So that's what we do, as well as Brandon wanted to be an architect when he grew up. So we give scholarships to kids who want to go to school to be architects, and or any medical students that want to go into the medical field. We do scholarships for them, as well as provide research funds for cancer research.
Right. No, excellent. Now, getting back to broadcasting, as you look into your crystal ball and you look 10, 20, maybe even 50 years down the road, what do you envision would be the status of our broadcasting mediums and platforms?
Wow. Looking out, I see, to look out, I look backwards. And looking backwards to the beginning of broadcasting, the basic core of broadcasting has not changed. The technology by which we operate in broadcast has changed tremendously. So I think going forward, that will continue, that the devices we use to communicate will continue to grow and expand. But the basic core of what broadcasting is for, and that is communication, that basic premise will not change. The ability for the individual to be a broadcaster, so to speak, now with Twitter, with Facebook and those things, they'll continue to grow, and I think they will expand the numbers that people will do that. But the in the entertainment field, part of why television is so successful, we just went through a couple of weeks ago with the Super Bowl. People get together to watch the Super Bowl. It is a medium that allows that grouping of people to get together and to communicate that way. News and information, validation of information. We use multiple platforms of news and information to validate what we hear in an ever-growing world of voices out there. So in the past, there were few voices, so we heard what we heard and we stayed there. But now there are many more voices, so we use multiple platforms to validate what we hear. So as I look out to the future, we will continue to grow with the numbers of platforms that are available. But the core essence of why broadcast, what broadcasting is, it's communication. And we've been communicating since the beginning of time.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Jeff Lee, General Manager of WHUT. He certainly has a voice made for radio, but a heart in the totality of his manhood built for broadcasting and humanity. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.